Hi, Sander. How are you? But before you answer that, I love doing this. people should be aware that there are audio tech. There's an audio tech business summary of boost your career, how to make an impact, get recognized, and build the career you want. And it is available through audiotech.com. And it is probably quite, if the book is anything to go by, this is going to be a verbal helpfulness. So again, audiotech.com and 1-800-776-1910. Now, how are you?
I'm just wonderful. Thank you, Jill. That's a wonderful, wonderful plug for my new book. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the we have a topic. The topic is, what are the 8 phrases that make people follow you? But before we start, I wanted to ask you, just from a being out there and a leadership perspective, were you happy with the way that do you feel that Boeing was sufficiently ahead of their situation or not? Or is there?
No, I don't think they were. And I think it was a total shock to them.
And so what if anything, because I know there are a lot of people who don't remember Tylenol and how doing that right made all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
And so I just wondered what would have been if you had if you were ruling the world at that moment, what would you have?
Well, it was a great move. As you know, J&J recalled all of it off the shelf as soon as they heard about it. So they did the right thing. By doing that. So Boeing, I'm sure they were not aware of it. I mean, who would, you know, get into the 737 MAX, obviously, if they knew there was an issue. So, there are going to be a lot of lawsuits against them, of course, needless to say. Many, many, many. The lawyers are involved, of course, immediately, needless to say, right. The negligence attorney. So it's going to be a tough year for them. The Boeing.
All right. That being said, what are the 8 phrases that make people follow you?
Thank you. Well, before that, a couple of quick tips for our listeners. Okay. The best interview question. What's the best mistake you ever made? What's the best mistake you ever made? And, from the job candidate's answer, you'll glean how she defines a mistake, her attitude toward the failing, how she clawed her way out, and the best, what she learned from it. Okay. Second thing, I do this when I fly. You want your luggage handled more gently by the airline? Slap a, quote, fragile handler with care, unquote, sticker on it. Handlers will usually comply and put your bag on top of the pile in the baggage compartment. An added bonus, your bag will be one of the first few to appear on the baggage
carousel.
Now,
right.
You know, if you don't do it, you can wait for that baggage to come. The last flight I took a couple of weeks ago, JetBlue, it took a half hour for my bag to come out. And, of course, when all the bags came out, mine wasn't there, so I had to go to baggage claim. So it's a great idea. Slap a fragile handle with care on your bag. Okay. Now, on to our show, but I thought this would be a good one for our listeners. Anyway, 8 phrases that make people follow you. Okay, number one, I guarantee it. When the leader says, I guarantee it, when you're absolutely certain of a result, push all your chips to the center of the table. A guarantee says you know what you're talking about, and you have a very clear vision of what's ahead. So, I guarantee it is a wonderful quote to get people to follow you. The second one we'll discuss is I was wrong. We don't say that enough. People who really make awful mistakes and say I was wrong. I'm not going to get into politics, but we know some of the senior politicians who have still not said, I am wrong, when they have been wrong. not telling the truth. Note that the period cuts the statement off at exactly three words. The temptation to turn that into a semicolon and provide an explanation is what turns a leader into something weaker. Admitting a mistake without a hint of protest generates admiration. So when you take a crisis management course, this is the first thing you're taught, particularly now with the media monitoring everything. So you have to say at first, I made a mistake, or they will come out and make you look bad, okay? The media, whatever it is, Facebook, Google, will come out ahead of you. So say it before they do, okay? Three, that was then and this is now. It's a great quote for leaders. And, you know, you apply this to past success rather than a failure. And people think of you as someone who's never going to stop trying to get better. Okay? It's a great quote, something that our listeners should really, really focus on. Next is, I won't accept that. I won't accept that. A sentence that affirms your power and status is someone not only with high standards, with a gravitas to whip into shape those who won't live up to them. Okay. Next. We'll make it happen somehow. That's a great phrase for leaders. We'll make it happen somehow. The odds seem against you on that lofty deadline, that bold proposal, even that train wreck of a project that desperately needs fixing. But you speak as someone who trusts in the team and yourself to push through all barriers with confidence. Very important for us to focus on, okay? To push yourself through all barriers with confidence. So, you know, the thing that we discussed before, no is only for today. You fight for yes tomorrow, next week, or the week after. You fight for yes until you get it. Okay. Six. They're absolutely right. Your competitors, or your detractors, that is, that's what we're talking about. You're talking about they were right. Okay. Ears perk up when you give credit where credit is due, and admit others are sometimes more clever than you are. Very important to remember that. Is it hard to do? Yeah. But great leaders have the courage to make that happen, and the confidence to make that happen, to make those statements. Next, again, to make people, we're talking about make people follow you. Next is, that was the biggest mistake of my life. For people to come out and say that was the biggest mistake of my life. People respect those who have learned big, hard lessons and speak of regret only. We've all got a total wipeout in our past. Few have the guts to admit it in public. Very true. It takes a lot of guts to make that happen, to say that was the biggest mistake of my life. Most people, you know, 90% of people keep that to themselves. They're not going to admit the biggest mistake, but great leaders will and do. Again, we talk about the politicians up there now. You're not going to hear that. At least I haven't heard it yet. That was the biggest mistake of my life. Eight. Let's just do it. When things have gotten complicated, followers want someone to simplify things, or at least someone brave enough to pick up a sword and shield and charge ahead of the pack into the thick of the battle. With one sentence, that person is you. Let's just do it. Let's make it happen. Nothing will stand in our way. So those are kind of the things we'd like our listeners to focus on today. those those phrases that make people follow you. Okay? Some of it is a little controversial, but it works.
Yeah, I don't think there's one that doesn't work. What something that, you know, just broadly, is especially when it's heated, and someone is defending their position, you know, forcefully, if you can bring yourself to say you're absolutely right, it's hard for people to disagree with being absolutely right. And it ends up diverting the conversation.
Absolutely.
But it wants a little bit of, you know, again, one has to be listening and not defending their own position.
Right.
And I just wonder how readily do people actually employ these phrases?
Not often. You don't hear it a lot, Jill.
Yeah, it's just
you don't hear it a lot. The people saying you're about your detractors, the competition, they're absolutely right. I mean, I haven't heard it in a long time, frankly. Okay? But it's important to say that. Very important. Very important.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day.